Today is Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami's disappearance day. Both are dear associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They both in the same day disappear, Amavasya day. Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote one poetry, last of Anubhasya in Chaitanya Charitamrita commentary.
At the end of his Chaitanya
Charitamrita. There he mentioned, Sri Gaura Kripaya Dui Mahima Ki Kavamui Aprajita Parishavad Kotha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is divine associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhar Din Dhari Paiyacha Gaura Hari. The date of Gadadhar Goswami's disappearance day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also followed that day. If we see with our perfect vision, we can say it is not accidental. Not only that, our Srila Guru Maharaj also took that same day of Srila Gadadhar Goswami, day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Guru Maharaj is same in Dark Moon Day. And their relationship also very close. We heard from Guru Maharaj about Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, but we cannot express that in our poor language. But when Guru Maharaj composed, after 22 years disappearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, composed one poetry, that reading Srila Saraswati Thakur said, he is only the person after me who can describe the Mahaprabhu's conception. Reading that poetry, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was so happy. When middle part reading, that time he commented, happy style. That poetry is very famous in our sampradaya. From first to last, very good expression about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he shown the exclusive service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Gaur Gadadhar worshipping. Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu's connection was very intimate and affectionate. When Gadadhar Pandit heard that Nimai Pandit become Vaishnav, they went to Dandanacharya Bhavan for expression. Mahaprabhu told, I shall express what happened in Gayadham, and you come all there in Dandanacharya Bhavan. And there in the room of that house, one room Gadadhar, he hiding, he wants to hear what happened of Nimai Pandit. After taking initiation from Isharpuri, Mahaprabhu become intoxicated with Krishna praying. And when come back, always crying, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And after seeing that Sivas Pandit and others were stunned to see the Krishna praying, revealed in the body of Nimai Pandit. Not
those,
only that, that was an extremely Mahabhav expression. Then Mahaprabhu, when tried to explain what happened in Gayadham with Ishwarpuri and their initiation, the Mahaprabhu cannot fully express that in the house of Nandanacharya. But after hearing something, Gadadhar crying in the room of Nandanacharya, and that Mahaprabhu have got little bunch of sense, external consciousness, and Mahaprabhu asking, who is crying in the room? And there one devotee, maybe Srivas Pandit, said, "Your Gadadhar." Actually, Gadadhar Pandit was from birth a devotee of Krishna and very high rank. Mahaprabhu sometimes teaching Gadadhar Pandit, but he was very sober and polite. He also reading with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the scriptures, Shastra, Vyakaran and others. When Nimai Pandit become great Pandit, that time everybody was fearful to debate with him. But Gadadhar, by teased by Mahaprabhu, he never losing his devotional mood. And when Nimai Pandit become intoxicated with Krishna prayer, that time nobody makes him
nobody could calm him there.
But Gadadhar, he is going to Nimai Pandit and giving nourishment, good nourishment. And Mahaprabhu's expression is that, "Gadadhar, you are from childhood to the devotee of Krishna, and I have not got that Krishna. You can give me that Krishna. Where is Krishna?" That way Mahaprabhu's expression to Gadadhar Pandit in Sachimata's house and also in Navasri. In Panchasatta you heard the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, then Gadadhar and Srivas. That is Panchatattva. That means one tree of five, four branches. Chaitanya is drunk and four branches, Advaita, Nityananda, Gadadhar and Srivas. And there is one tree that is Prema Vrikha, tree of Krishna prema. You cannot cut one branch or anything. Full tree is expression as Krishna prema. There is five personalities. That is called Panchatattva. We are chanting Hare Krishna, but before that we are chanting Panchatattva Mantram and bowing down to them, then we are chanting Hare Krishna. And what for? For that, if they given us that Hare Krishna Mahamantra in this mundane world. From childhood, Gadadhar was very intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is always worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very affectionate way. He cannot leave Mahaprabhu's association like his shadow. He always staying with Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Every day he is going to school with Mahaprabhu. Every day he is, and Mahaprabhu intoxicated with Krishna prema, every day he is living with that other devotee, but Gadadhar must be there. An unlimited affection of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can see only in Gadadhar Pandit. And Mahaprabhu given much honor to Gadadhar Pandit. That is, Mahaprabhu's before expression of Krishna Prem, Gadadhar was full with that Krishna Prem. And when Mahaprabhu shown his real form, taken that Krishna Prem from Gadadhar Pandit, and he become intoxicated and showing many astrasakti mahabhav. But Gadadhar was very silent and not talking so much, little talking. We have seen in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata, there are many devotees. Each other, they are joking, talking, teasing, many things doing, but everybody giving much honor to Gadadhar Pandit. There, everybody is very sober and humble, we are saying. And Mahaprabhu's Krishna Prem expression come in his body and mind and his pastimes. They are all the devotees always staying with Mahaprabhu. And Mukunda was very dear singer of Mahaprabhu. He is singing the song of Srimad Bhagavatam and other songs also. He one day took Gadadhar Pandit and told to Gadadhar Pandit, "Oh Gadadhar, I shall show you a great Vaishnav today." He come and he is living in Navadvip. Actually, pastimes of Krishna and pastimes of Mahaprabhu, they are relation, hidden relation. Radharani's bhav, mood of Radharani fully expressed in the body of Gadadhar. And we can see the Pundarik Vidyanidhi in his that bhavachesta. His expression of mood of Krishna Lila, there his form like Vrishabhanu Raja, King Vrishabhanu, Radharani's father. He was like king in Chattogram. He had one house in Navadvip that time. And he come in Navadvip, and Mukunda knows that he is in now Navadvip, and he wants to give some surprise to Gadadhar. And he not told that Vidyanidhi is a great Vaishnava. Only he wants to show Vidyanidhi and told, "I shall show you a Vaishnava today, you come with me." And Gadadhar was very happy, that is, with Vaishnava, he was very happy always. And when he heard Mukunda told, "I shall show you a great Vaishnava," he was very happy and went to Pundarik Vidyanidhi's house. And there he have seen that Pundarik Vidyanidhi. But Pundarik Vidyanidhi have completely different expression of his mood. Externally, nobody can say he is a great Vaishnava. Full luxurious
house,
and his hair is luxury, and the garments, and everything like king. And the two person with the Mayur Pakha, and he is sitting in his bed, and he is taking tobacco, very nice, Pakatas tobacco.
Kumando su piva tobacco.
Kumando hookah.
Not hookah. There is a pipe. Prut, is doing. That type is taking tobacco, that is amburi. Ambar, it is making an ambar. And whole house scented with tobacco. Not bad scent. Very beautiful essence, scent of that tobacco. That's called amburi tamar. Very expensive that time also. And many servants, maid servants, they are waiting for Sars. That. And when Gadadhar had gone to see, and seeing the Mukunda, Pundarik knows Mukunda, he is a great devotee of Krishna. And Pundarik said, "Oh, Mukunda, come and see." And said, "Yeah, who is this boy? Very nice looking and pretty." And Mukunda said, "He come to see you." And Gadadhar thinking, "What kind of Vaishnava I am seeing?" Gadadhar, whole life he is renowned mentality he has. He cannot tolerate that luxury anyway. He not was very poor, but his mentality was very renowned. That is, he is not taking any luxurious anything in life. When he has seen that near about 50 age or 40, and that man with full luxury, he is enjoying his family life, and Mukunda told, "He is a great Vaishnava, I shall show you." But what kind of Vaishnava, I cannot understand. Then Mukunda, for giving surprise, he arranged that. Then Mukunda started to show what kind of Vaishnava you will see now, you see. And Pundarik asked something to Mukunda, "Yeah, how is the Vaishnava here? Which way they are practicing and what you are doing?" Something asked. Then Pundarik said to Mukunda, "Tell something, Bhagavad Sloka." And Gadadhar waiting, very shy, and thinking, "If I go out from this environment, I shall be happy." Then Mukunda started one Bhagavata sloka, "Aho vaki yang stanakal kutan jighang swaya paya yadat prasaddhi lebhi gotin dhatru chitam tatanyang kangapadayalum saranam padhima." This sloka. He has very fine tune and can express through song the sloka of Srimad Bhagavat, and when he started to sing, and Gadadhar have seen change of the body of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, mood, mind, everything changing. Sloka's meaning is that how much merciful Krishna we cannot believe. Demon Putana came for killing Krishna, and that is, she gave his breast to the mouth of Krishna, and there was poison like potassium cyanide, and immediately will die to test it. But Krishna, he's Krishna, then he not dead, but he killed her to take her breast and take with his breath. And with that he took his
soul
out from her body. And Putana dead. But Krishna took her breast in his mouth, and for remembrance of mother giving breast milk to his children, immediate Putana had got like a mother position, and like mother Yashoda, she had that position in that transcendental abode of Krishna. That Krishna, if we not will worship, whom shall we worship? That is the meaning of that sloka. And Pundarik was very much intoxicated with that stroke. He is thinking, oh, I have not done Krishna bhajan. And what I am doing with this wealth, etc., etc., and I am almost cheating me. And this way he was very much sad and intoxicated, and he is pulling his curling hair and garment and everything, and throw everything and rolling in the ground. I shall not keep my life. Today I must die. What cheating I am doing with me? And I have not done Krishna bhajan. That type of mood, when I have seen Gadadhar was very fearful, oh, I have got much misunderstand. Seeing that great Vaishnava's external form, no doubt I have, he is a great devotee of Krishna, but I misunderstand. And it is great mistake for me. Yes, what shall I do now? Then after some times, Pundarik Vidyanidhi had got senses and told to Mukunda, Mukunda, I disturb you both. Don't mind for that. I cannot tolerate the separation from Krishna. And I have got some feelings, and it must be disturb you too. And that time, when he is rolling the ground, that time Gadadhar told to Mukunda, though I have done much wrong, I cannot recognize this Vaishnava, seeing his external form, I make much apurath, offense, then I want to take initiation from him, that is Gurudev. He is always merciful to his disciple and not taking offense. Then if I take initiation from this devotee, great devotee, then he not will take my offense, what I have done before, just now. And Mukunda was very happy, that is, Mukunda wants to show a great Vaishnava. You cannot consider the with Tilaka and Kantimala and Sika, he is great Vaishnava.
No,
actually, Vaishnava feelings inside of devotee that maybe a Grihastha, maybe a external, another form, they are also possible. Externally expressed a great Vishoyi, materialist, but internal, he is full of Krishna praying. Mukunda wants to show that to Gadadhar Pandit. Actually, Gadadhar was external and internal, both way, very renounced mentality. Then when Gadadhar proposed to Mukunda, you tell this devotee, I want to take initiation from him and my all offense he will forgive. After proposal, hearing of Gadadhar Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi smiled and told, yes, I am very happy this boy attracting me through his mood of devotion. Then I must initiate this boy. And Gadadhar was very happy, and they gone back to their house and assembled with other devotees. And Mukunda expressed to Mahaprabhu the Gadadhar today, his position. And after hearing that, Mahaprabhu was very happy. That is, Mahaprabhu saying Pundarik Vidyanidhi as father. Many times before, Mahaprabhu cried, Bab Vidyanidhi, Bab Pundarik, like etc. And Mahaprabhu considering Pundarik as his father when his mood coming as Radharani.
And Mahaprabhu gone to
and when Gadadhar heard that Mahaprabhu must stay in Puri, then he also done sannyas there, and that's called Khetra sannyas. He not will leave that Puri. And he is staying in Tota Gopinath, and there, Tota means garden. And there he manifested the Radha Gopinath, and he is sitting there and staying in Tota. And every day Mahaprabhu going for bathing in ocean, and before that he is meeting with Haridas Thakur in Siddha Bakul, then going for bathing and coming back through Tota Gopinath, seeing Gadadhar Pandit and coming back to Gombhira. Every day his program. Sometimes when Mahaprabhu staying in Puridham, someday Mahaprabhu going to Gadadhar Pandit ashram and with the devotee and hearing their Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar. That is, Gadadhar was extremely qualified in Bhagavat knowledge. And sometimes Gadadhar Pandit coming to Gambhira, there are many devotees, and in that assembly of devotees, there he is reading Srimad Bhagavatam and explaining Bhagavatam, and always Mahaprabhu crying, Gadadhar crying, and other devotees also hearing that Bhagavatam, they are so much melted. This way Gadadhar Pandit whole life spent in Puri Dham. He had done Khetra Sannyas, that means I shall not leave this place anyway until death. But when Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan from Puri, that time Gadadhar also wants to go with him. Mahaprabhu said to Gadadhar, you cannot go, that is, you've taken Khetra Sannyas. Gadadhar said, oh my lord, while you are there I am, I don't care my Khetra Sannyas. Maybe it is broke or anything, but I shall go with you. Then when up to Cuttack, the capital of Odisha, Mahaprabhu gone there, then Gadadhar also there, then Mahaprabhu said, Gadadhar, it is my earnest request to you. You've broken already your Khetra Sannyas, that is, you are not in Puri, now in Cuttack. But it is earnest request, order, you can say, go back to Puri. Then Gadadhar, when heard it is his order, he fainted. Then Mahaprabhu gone, and Sarup Damodar and others, devotees, they took Gadadhar to Puri. But that time Mahaprabhu gone to up to Ramkeli in Bengal, North Bengal, met with Rupa Sanatan there, and thousands of devotees with Mahaprabhu, they are going to Vrindavan. Seeing that king was very afraid, whose prime minister was Sanatan Goswami and treasurer was Rupa Goswami. That king asked, Muslim king, asked to Sanatan Goswami, this man with thousands of people saying going to Vrindavan, what is matter? Then Rupa Goswami given answer, letting hide him away. But when he asked to Sanatana Goswami, he told direct. A whole character here we can realize as Rupa Goswami, as Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami said, "You ask your heart, who is that man? Then I shall give answer." Then Batsa, that king, Muslim, called Batsa, he told, "I am thinking he is lord of Hindu. Otherwise, without paying, without food, without anything payment, why thousands of people following that man? He must be incarnation of your Lord. And you can tell him, I am very happy to see his pastimes here." And Sanatana Goswami said to that king, "You are right. Really, he is not a man, but taking human body, he appeared our Lord. But you are so fortunate that in your kingdom he taken birth. If you not do anything wrong with him, then your glory will be more."
It will spread.
Glory will spread.
And the king was very happy and told, as his wish, he can stay here. But Sanatana was so intelligent. Then he took Rup, his brother, his name, Muslim name was Sakar Malik, Sanatana's name, and Rupa Goswami's name was Dabir Khas. That Sakar Malik and Dabir Khas both in the midnight went to see Mahaprabhu in Ramkeli, living their own dress, taken Vaishnav dress,
that is dhoti
and chadar only one,
chadar.
And the glass in both hand and in mouth, and fall down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simple. And told, "Mattullo nasti papatma na apuradhi ca kaschana parihari pilajjami king rudi guruṣottama." This way express, "Ye Prabhu, nich jati, nich sangi, kori nich kaj, tumar sakashe Prabhu kahite vasi laj." We are so fallen soul, what our activity, that's also more than that. What can I say? Papuham, what? My form, that is like sinful form. What I am doing, that sinful work, I am doing under work under the Muslim. Papuham, papukarmaham, papatma. Then actually we are Brahmin, but externally we can not show we are Brahmin. That type of sinful work we are doing. Then, without your mercy, we have no hope. That way, they expressed themselves and took the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu embraced them and told, "You are my dear most servant. Janmo janmo, tumi dui mor nijodas. My most dear servant, every birth you are with me." Then Mahaprabhu gave much affection, they given much nourishment to Mahaprabhu. Then when Sanatana Goswami coming back from that place of Mahaprabhu, he told little thing to Mahaprabhu, "Yeah, Mahaprabhu, you are going to Vrindavan and thousands of people going with you.
it's maybe managed here, but in a way, there is also Muslim king, many, and can come create some trouble. First thing, and second thing, you are Lord, you have power, but you are not showing you are Lord. You are showing you are the devotee of Lord. That is my oldness. You will think my this thinking. Then I'm gone, Rupa Sanatana, then Mahaprabhu thinking, oh Sanatana, what to? That is Krishna's inspiration and order to me not to go this way to Vrindavan. Then Mahaprabhu decided, I shall not to go Vrindavan this way, I shall go back again to Puri. And when he come back Puri, then he expressed, that is, I given much pain in the heart of Gadadhar, that is, I cannot go Vrindavan. That is the Gaura Prem of Gadadhar. Gaura Prema Mayatanu Pandit Gadadhar Srinivas Haridas More Kripa Kara. You know the song? The Gaura Prema Mayatanu, mane full of Gaura Prem, that was the form of Gadadhar. And everybody taking some opportunity from Gadadhar, but Gadadhar not taking any opportunity from others. Opportunity, that means everybody taking opportunity. I am Govinda Maharaj's disciple, I have power, like that. Not like this.
Taking advantage. Yeah.
Advantage. Gadadhar not taking any advantage from others,
right.
But everybody taking advantage from him.
Right.
That was his character. And he is collecting every day some spinach from that garden, not it is cultivated, but natural spinach. And cooking and offering to Gopinath and taking prasada. That was his lifestyle. But when Mahaprabhu, he knows Gadadhar not eating so much and not eating vitamin food. And Mahaprabhu someday arranging, telling to Gadadhar, I shall take prasadam to your house. Then Gadadhar cooking many things for Mahaprabhu. Opulent prasadam he is cooking. And Mahaprabhu eating and Mahaprabhu insisting to Gadadhar, you take. And sometimes devotees are inviting Mahaprabhu for taking prasadam, their house, or some devotee giving some money for the bhog of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as bhiksha. That time also Mahaprabhu calling Gadadhar, take prasadam in my house. And when Vallabhacharya, he is neglected by other devotee, that is, he is showing his ego to Mahaprabhu, and other devotee neglected, but he is going to Gadadhar and taking advantage there. He is reading Bhagavatam in front of Gadadhar. Gadadhar, what will do? He is hearing. That type of harmless character of Gadadhar Pandit, very quiet and very humble and tolerant. Anyhow, after disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar always crying and living in that Tota Gopinath. Within few days, by order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srinivas Acharya, he come to Gadadhar. That means, after Mahaprabhu Gadadhar stayed near about 1 year. But before Rathajatra, Gadadhar disappeared. cannot tolerate Mahaprabhu's sapana. So when Srinivas Acharya come, that time he was 12 years old boy, by order of Mahaprabhu he come for reading Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit and take shelter to the lotus feet of Gadadhar Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit said, yes, Mahaprabhu also given dream to me. In dream, Mahaprabhu given order to me, I shall teach you Bhagavatam. But Gadadhar Pandit was one Bhagavat book, but book that time living within Talpata, palm leaf. That time paper not discovered. And Gadadhar every day reading that Bhagavatam and his tears falling down, and Bhagavat was spoiled later. And when Srinivas Acharya proposed to Gadadhar, Pandit, you teach me, Gadadhar said, yes, it is ordered of Mahaprabhu to me also, but you bring one new book. My book already spoiled. In the meantime, Ratha Yatra coming, and Gadadhar cannot tolerate. And he disappeared this day. Today. Srinivas coming with book, but in the way he heard the Gadadhar Pandit disappear. That was the Gaura Prem of Gadadhar Pandit. Actually we cannot express fully by language. Also feelings is very tiny about that great devotee of Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar promised to Srinivas Acharya, yes, I shall teach you. And only through his promise, Srinivas was great Bhagavat Pandit. Only Gadadhar said, yes, I shall teach you. But not teach nothing, but only promise that through that power, Srinivas was future, nobody can compete with. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very attached with Gadadhar Bhajan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's preaching style was so wide, but his bhajan style was very exclusive. In the form of Gaura Gadadhar, he is doing bhajan. It is inconceivable by mundane mind. And how much affection have Bhaktivinoda Thakur, also our Guru Maharaj, about Gaura Gadadhar. We can see the link of their disappearance came. That three disappear in same manatiti. Guru Maharaj composed one sloka about Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. We engraved that sloka in our Nitai Chaitanya temple. There, Guru Maharaj composed this pranam mantra, and I am offering to the lotus feet of Gadadhar Pandit that mantra. Nilam bhodhitate sadasa viraha khepan nitang bandhavam srimad bhagavati kathamadiraya sanjeevayan bhatija Srimad Bhagavatam Sadasa Nayana Srupayani Pujayan Goswami Pravaru Gadadhara Vibhut Bhuyas Madhi Kagati. This is Guru Maharaj's composition. the Neelam Hodhitate, the blue sky and ocean, they are in the bank of that ocean, shore of the ocean. They are living Gadadhar Pandit and living there, he is giving much nourishment to his Lord. That mood of separation of his Lord, Sri Chaitanya Dev, from Krishna. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much intoxicated with that separation of Krishna prema, he is giving proper nourishment to his Lord. Here, his Lord's form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as his dearmost friend. If friend will feel too much separation from his friend, then what doing? Friend giving some nourishment to his friend. Sometimes they are drinking wine, cannot tolerate the separation of their beloved. And Gadadhar Pandit is reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhagavatam was like wine for his dear friend of Mahaprabhu. Ajim. And he is giving every day that nourishment through reading Bhagavatam like wine. And he himself also taking that wine and crying to see, crying his friend. He forgot to be intoxicated with that wine. But wine's nature also cannot make him intoxicated. That type of mind of strength was Gadadhar Pandit for nourishment to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for giving nourishment to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That way he is looking after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is all the pain trying to remove from his heart. And that type of servitor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Gadadhar Pandit, he only my shelter. I am bowed down to his lotus feet. This is the meaning. Not exactly I can express in English. That Gadadhar Pandit and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, both they disappear in this day. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is parshad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he also disappeared this day. And after 22 years, Guru Maharaj composed one poetry about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You all less or more knows about his lifetime history and he's written many works. When the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception hidden by the cloud of many imitative sampradaya. That time Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared and he gave much nourishment in the sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and made clean and perfect through his writing, through his preaching, through his lifestyle, showing, he met perfection all round way. And for that conception, he mercifully given us as his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And you know Saraswati Thakur's desire and work, devotional work in this mundane world. As a result of that, you are all today the friend of this fallen soul. And you are also fallen, I am also fallen. But we have got one sheep, very nice sheep. That sheep given by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. And our guardian is Guru Maharaj. Then we easily can cross over the ocean of illusion. And we will get that domain of transcendental fire is waiting in service for us. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is the origin of our sampradaya. Some age coming part by part. One is come from Brahma to Vyasadeva. And another is come from Vyasadeva up to Madhavendra Puri. And next is come Madhavendra Puri to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Baladev Vidyabhushan, there was another one age. And after that Baladev Vidyabhushan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And from Bhaktivinoda Thakur to this age, you all living within that age, this is one new flow of that divine conception of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are so fortunate that we are seeing up to date it is flowing very nicely and blowing all over the world. This is the gift of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Gaur Kishwardas Babaji Maharaj was guru of Srila Saraswati Thakur, but same position, more than Babaji Maharaj, given position, Srila Saraswati Thakur to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And here is, we can see the cause, that is Gaur Kishwardas Babaji Maharaj was Siddha Mahapurusha, and his preaching field was very small. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur's preaching field was very wide. And that is, he composed hundreds of books for the conditioned soul.
For las almas condicionadas.
And not only that, his arrangement was so wide for preaching Krishna consciousness. Otherwise he cannot do bhavishyavani.
Could not predict. Make a prediction.
Yeah, within 50 years he will see all over the world will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. What thinking you are, it is true or not? Then he was great devotee of Mahaprabhu, no doubt we have. One Vaishnava he composed about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Very short, two lines. Sri Gauranga Parishad, Thakura Bhakti Vinod, Dinahin Patiter Bandhu, Kalitama Vinashite, Anilena Avanite, Toma Akalanka Purnai. Like moon, he collected from the sky of the transcendental world as a merciful moon. Saraswati Thakur, and given us for our super benefit of life. that type of merciful Vaishnava, Krishna Thakur. And Saraswati Thakur's expression is more than that. It is maybe for others, it is too much, but not for us. That phrase I am telling to you, Sri Gaura Kripaya Dui, Mahima Ki Kabo Mui, Aprakrita Parishad Kata, Prakata Hoya Sebe, Krishna Bhinna Gaura Deve, Aprakasya Kata Jatatana. তার সম অন্য কেহ ধরিয়ায় নরদেহ নাই দিল কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ডিসপ্লে যে লাইক ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর নোবডি গিভেন ইন দিস মন্ডেন ওয়ার্ল্ড দি কৃষ্ণ প্রেম আফটার শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু শ্রী নরোত্তম ঠাকুর শ্রীমৎ জীব গোস্বামী বলদেব বিদ্যাভূষণ কৃষ্ণদাস গোবিরাজ গোস্বামী অ্যান্ড আদার্স অলসো বিগ বিগ স্টলওয়ার্ড গ্রেট ডিভোটি ইন দ্য লাইন অফ আওয়ার গুরু পরম্পরা বাট হোয়েন সরস্বতী ঠাকুর টোল্ড যে লাইক ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর নোবডি গিভিং দ্যাট গিফট অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু এভরিবডি উইল থিঙ্ক যে হোয়াট ই গিভেন টু আওয়ার তার সময় অন্য কেহ ধরিয়ায় নরদেহ নাই দিল কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ভানে ওয়েন উই আর থিঙ্কিং দ্যাট উই মাস্ট থিঙ্ক সিরিয়াসলি যে হি ইজ গিভেন মোর দেন নরোত্তম ঠাকুর মোর দেন জীব গোস্বামী মোর দেন বলদেব বিদ্যাভূষণ হ্যাঁ মোর দেন কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণদাস কবিরাজ গোস্বামী মোর দেন বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর হ্যাঁ more than Vishwanath Chakravarti, what he has given to us. Then some searching tendency must come to us. And when we are searching that, we are thinking it is true. What given Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, that is written in the book, not spreaded all over India. Some of country may be enlightened by their knowledge of Krishna consciousness. But the whole world not was enlightened. By the service of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Mahaprabhu, now whole world enlightened by the Mahamantram, what given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is simply wonderful what all the scriptures want to give. He given in very gist form and it is spreaded all over the world to Bhaktivinoda, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. That is unparalleled gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And when we think it is true. But wealth of Rupa Sanatana or Sar Goswami or everything, but wealth was in the pot underground. They given that wealth, but within a pot and it was underground. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur took out from there and spread it all over the world. I think it many times. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur given? Mahaprabhu's conception he is given. But what is new there? Style of giving, that is the new.